Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 28th, 2015. Today is Saturday in the first week of Lent. Earlier this week, we read of a midnight conversation that Jesus had with a leader of the Pharisees, a man by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus comes to Jesus under the cover of darkness, and they have a wide-ranging conversation about being born from above, the unruliness of God's Spirit. It's like the wind. It goes wherever it wants to go. And we heard again those wonderful words from John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Today's Daily Office Gospel is taken from the fourth chapter of John, and it's another one-on-one conversation. But this time, the conversation doesn't happen under darkness. It happens in the middle of the day, out in plain view. And Jesus is not speaking with a religious leader, but with a Samaritan woman. Now, he's pushing the mores of the time by being in public one-on-one with just a member of the opposite sex, let alone a Samaritan. Samaritans were received by Jews as a mixed race, half-breeds. And while the Samaritans worshipped the Jewish God and saw themselves as descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Jews in Judea were having none of that. In fact, so hated were the Samaritans that Jews would normally walk out of their way by a couple of days just to get around the Samaritan countryside. But here's Jesus at high noon, sitting by a well, when he encounters this single woman coming to get water. And what ensues is an amazing conversation between Jesus and the woman. I highly recommend that you take the time to find the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John and read the conversation yourself. But for today, I just want to pick up on two things. One, when Jesus asks the woman for a drink of water, she immediately understands that this is running up against her own sense of who's who and what the social order is. She asks a question, how is it that you, a Jew, ask me, a woman of Samaria, for a drink of water? And Jesus turns that and says, if you knew who was asking you for a drink, you would ask me for living water. The woman responds, how are you going to get the water? You don't have a bucket. She's plucky, all right, this Samaritan woman. And in the course of the conversation, Jesus, using water as an amazing metaphor of the spiritual life, says, whoever drinks the water from this well, they'll get thirsty again. But if you drink the water that I'm offering, you'll never thirst, because you will be quenched by water gushing up to eternal life. It's quite a picture. Instead of dropping a bucket, the water gushes forth. Well, what does that metaphor have to do with us? 21st century Christians coming to the end of the first week of our Lenten fast. Well, I've been thinking a lot today about our notions of enough and our notions of abundance and our notions of scarcity. We've talked a little bit about that this week. But what I wonder is, do we, 21st century followers of Jesus, do we anticipate this living water? Do we experience our spiritual thirst being quenched by this free gift of water that gushes up through the power of the Spirit? Or do we experience our spiritual life more as digging in dirt with a teaspoon, hoping to get a drop or two of moisture? I wonder how often it is that we are thirsting for God, thirsting for God's Spirit, thirsting for a sense of dynamism in our life, when the water is right there, when God is waiting to quench our spiritual thirst, when God is willing to pour out upon us this living water. It's almost like we're unprepared to receive what Jesus promised the woman at the well he would give everyone. As we prepare to enter into worship tomorrow on the second Sunday in Lent, I hope that wherever we are and whatever worship service we're planning to attend, it sure would be nice if we would bring a bucket. Let us pray. O God, by your word, you marvelously carry out the work of reconciliation. Grant that in our Lenten fast we may be devoted to you with all our hearts, and united with one another in prayer and holy love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.